For the finest in community radio, this is CHUO FM 89.1, coming to you from the Media Skywalk at the University of Ottawa. Good afternoon and welcome to another edition of In Transition. My name is Randy McElligott, and this afternoon we're going to be featuring lots of great music. And we're going to start off with the first of four musicians from Minnesota. His name is Doug Haining. He has an album out with an interesting title. Get this. I Swing, Therefore I Am sort of sets the stage for what this album's all about. Doug plays alto sax and clarinet, and joining him on this outing, we have Tim Sullivan on trumpet, John Boblett on trombone, Rick Carlson on piano, Kent Saunders on guitar, Steve Pickle on bass, and Brett Forberg is on drums. And he's going to open up the show with a great composition from Edgar Battle and Eddie Durham, and this one's entitled Topsy. Thank you. was music from Doug Haining, and a classic in the jazz repertoire, that was Topsy from his album I Swing, Therefore I Am. Up next is pianist Bob Alberti. Now, Bob, for many years, was quite a name for himself, actually carved out quite a name for himself in Hollywood. He was the alternate pianist for Johnny Carson's Tonight Show, and he was also musical director of Bob Hope's television shows. Now, a few years ago, Bob decided to move to Hilton Head Island in South Carolina, and that's where he's made his home and has been recording ever since. This is from an album that he released last year entitled The Masters, and it features bassist Ben Tucker, Stephen Primatic on drums and vibes, and on vocals, we have Carol Sheehan. And we're going to play a little number from the pen of Cole Porter entitled Dream Dancing. Thank you. Some beautiful trumpet playing from Tiger Okoshi. And Tiger was a special guest with the Mark Kleinhaut Trio on this session, which is entitled Chasing Tales. And we heard a composition from Tiger entitled Erica's Living Room. Mark Kleinhaut on guitar, Jim Lydon on bass, and Mark Maksud on drums. And Mark is certainly a guitarist to watch out for. He has a brand new album out that I'll be featuring on this show in upcoming weeks, but he's certainly quite a talented musician. And just before that, we heard some music from Bob Alberti from his album The Masters and Cole Porter's Dream Dancing. You're listening to CHUO-FM 89.1 on your FM dial, and we're also streaming live on the internet at www.chuo.fm. My name is Randy McElligott, and the show is called In Transition. Here's some music from Duke Ellington from a period that many people are not very familiar with. During the 1950s, Duke Ellington recorded some music for the Capitol label, and what I'm going to play for you is a recording that he made on May the 18th, 1955 in Chicago, and this one is called Clarinet Melodrama. Thank you.
Something I never knew. I wished on the moon for more than I ever knew. A sweeter rose, a softer sky, an April day that would not dance away. I begged of a star to throw me a beam or two. I wished on a star and asked for a dream or two. I looked for every loveliness, it all came true. I wished on the moon for you. I was minding my business, talking to myself, dreaming, scheming for someone. The moon was new, I was feeling blue. Then in walked you. What could I do? So I begged of a star to throw me a beam or two. I wished on a star and asked for a dream or two. I look for every loveliness, it all came true. I wished on the moon for you. let's fly away. If you can use some exotic views, there's a bar in far Bombay. Come fly, fly, let's fly away. Come fly with me, let's float down to Peru. In lava land, there's a one-man band, and he'll toot his flute for you. Come fly with me, let's take off in the blue. Once I get you up there, where the air is rare, we will fly starry-eyed. Once I get you up there, I'll be home. Weather-wise, it's such a lovely day. Just say the words and we'll beat the bird down to Acapulco Bay. It's perfect for a fly honeymoon. They say come fly with me, let's fly, fly
music from Jackie Allen from her latest album entitled The Men in My Life, and we heard Come Fly With Me. And just before that, the second of four featured musicians this afternoon from Minneapolis, Minnesota. We heard some music from Charmin Michelle from her first album, Destination Moon, and I Wished on the Moon. And we started off with Duke Ellington with Clarinet Melodrama from a recording he made in 1955 for the Capitol label, recorded in Chicago. I'm Randy McElligott, and you're listening to In Transition on CHUO-FM 89.1. We're going to go back to Duke Ellington now with some music that he made almost 10 years later from the Capitol recordings that I played before. In 1964, Duke Ellington was recording for Reprise Records. That was Frank Sinatra had a major part in that label. In fact, I think he was one of the owners or co-owners of the label. Anyhow, in 1964, Duke Ellington went into the studios, Universal Studios in Chicago, in the early part of September, and he recorded some of the great tunes from Mary Poppins. And this was quite a popular album, and I think now even more so, because you get a feel for what his band was doing then and how he was so good at orchestrating and taking a tune, even though the tune might be trivial or might not be trivial, and just make it all of his own. And the layering and musicianship in his band at the time was just great. I mean, Harry Carney was still playing with him, as well as Johnny Hodges and Russell Prokop, Lawrence Brown, Jimmy Hamilton, and Sam Woodyard was on drums on this particular session. So we're going to listen to two tracks from this album from 1964, and it might bring you back to when you first saw Mary Poppins with Julie Andrews. What a great movie. Here is Step in Time and The Life I Lead.
Thank you.
That was Duke Ellington, and we heard two tracks, Step in Time and The Life I Lead, from Mary Poppins, and that was recorded in 1964 in Chicago for the Reprise label. Here is the third of four musicians from Minneapolis, Minnesota. A few years ago, I had the opportunity to feature this vocalist, and when I did on my show feature her, there was actually quite a positive response, and many people loved her style, they loved her phrasing, and they loved her choice of material on this recording that she made back then. One Night in Paradise is the name of the album, and her name is Cookie Coleman. I tried to select a composition to play for you, but it's very hard because every one of them is a gem. So I finally settled on Moonlight. This is Cookie Coleman on In Transition.
When the thought of what could happen takes your breath away, sighs and whispers, quiet laughter in the air, are spoken invitations everywhere. In the moonlight, all the words you make it relatively easy to be swept away in the half light. Can we trust the way we feel? Can we be sure that anything is real? Stars keep secrets as they're wandering discreetly, can't be sure we'll be here in the morning with the moon awake, and if in each other's arms is where we're meant to stay in the love light, when our eyes have grown accustomed to the daylight, we'll see what we're for us to share, for all the things we've dreamed of in the moonlight, we'll be. We can't be sure we'll be here in the morning with the moon awake, and if in each other's arms is where we're meant to stay in the love light, when our eyes have grown accustomed to the daylight, we'll see to share for all the things we've dreamed of in the moonlight.
I always love that haunting arrangement of Moonlight, and Cookie Coleman could not sing it any better than that. What a wonderful recording. That was taken from her album, One Night in Paradise. Well, here's something a little different, and certainly something very special. One of the giants of the tenor sax, undoubtedly, is Sonny Rollins. And many years ago, he was at the Village Vanguard in New York City. And fortunately for Blue Note and for jazz fans everywhere, that particular moment was captured on tape. And I'm going to play for you a selection from that night. Sonny Rollins, of course, on tenor sax. Wilbur Ware and Donald Bailey on bass. Pete LaRocca and Elvin Jones are on drums. And next week is the anniversary of the death of Miles Davis, and I'll be featuring 2 hours of Miles Davis next Sunday, Miles Davis and his compositions. This composition was written by Miles Davis, and it's entitled Four. So let's go to the Village Vanguard and give a listen to this very special moment. Mm-hmm.
Bye.
Sonny Rollins in New York City, live at the Village Vanguard, and four composition by Miles Davis. Here's our fourth and final musician from Minneapolis, Minnesota, and certainly not the least. Her name is Connie Evingson, and this is an album that she released. It's a tribute to Peggy Lee. It's entitled Fever. And we're going to hear Fever a little later on, but right now we're going to listen to Paul Francis Webster's Sonny Burke composition, and probably one of the most popular numbers that Peggy Lee did and was requested to do when she recorded, and also when she performed live. This is Black Coffee.
Slept a wink, walk the floor and watch the door. In between, I drink black coffee. Love's a hand-me-down broom. From 1 o'clock until four. Lord, how slow the moments go when all I do is pour black coffee. Since the blues caught my eye, I'm just hanging out on Monday. My Sunday dreams too dry. Now a man is born to go roaming, and a woman's born to weep and fret and stay. Regrets in coffee and cigarettes, moaning all the morning. I'm moaning all the night. In between is nicotine, not much hard to fight. Black coffee. As the ground, it's driving me crazy. All this waiting for my baby. So maybe, maybe, maybe come around. Thank you. some people say that a man is born to go roaming, and a woman's born to weep and fret. Oh, and stay at home. Stay at home and tend her oven and drown her past regrets in coffee and cigarettes. Moaning all the morning and moaning all the night, and in between is that nicotine, not much hard to find. Black coffee, I'm feeling low, low as the ground. It's driving me crazy.
That was music from trumpet player Nicholas Payton from his album Sonic Trance. Fella 2 is what we just heard. And just before that, I think she's a great vocalist, Connie Evingson, from her tribute to Peggy Lee. And we heard Black Coffee, and Connie's coming up in just a few moments' time. But before we listen to more of her music, let's go back to Duke Ellington and 1964. And I'm going to play for you two compositions. Actually, this one is from 1964, I Can't Stop Loving You. And then we're going to listen to a 1965 recording of an interesting tune called Jungle Kitty.
Thank you.
That was Duke Ellington from 1965. I just love that ending. It's pretty cool. That was Jungle Kitty. And before that, Duke Ellington again from 1964, and I Can't Stop Loving You. One thing I wanted to mention about these recordings that he made during this period, many jazz musicians were sort of caught in the rock and roll web, and they didn't know what they should do to, further their career and just keep active. So many of them ended up copying a lot of the popular songs of the day, and I Can't Stop Loving You was certainly one of them. I remember Buddy Rich also covered Norwegian Wood by the Beatles and some other pop tunes of the day as well. Many musicians did during the 60s. So that's an interesting note to bring to Duke Ellington during his period when he recorded for the Reprise label. You're listening to In Transition. My name is Randy McElligott on CHUO FM, coming to you live from the Media Skywalk at the University of Ottawa. Let's go back to guitarist Mark Kleinhardt and his trio. Tiger Okoshi is the featured trumpet player, and here is Cry Wolf.
Thank you.
Never know how much I love you. Never know how much I care. When you put your arms around me, I get a fever that's so hard to bear. You give me fever when you kiss me, fever when you hold me tight, fever in the morning, fever all through the night. Sun lights up the daytime, moon lights up the night. I light up when you call my name, and you know I'm gonna treat you right. You give me fever with your kisses, fever when you hold me tight, fever in the morning, fever all through the night. Everybody's got the fever, that is something you all know. Fever isn't such a new thing, fever started a long time ago. Kisses, fever with your flaming youth, fever, I'm on fire, fever, yeah, I burn forsooth. Captain Smith and Pocahontas had a very mad affair. To kill him, she said, "Daddy, don't you dare." He gives me fever with his kisses, fever when he holds me tight, fever, I'm his missus. Daddy, won't you treat him right? Now you listen to my story, here's the point that I have made. Chicks, we're born to give you fever, be it Fahrenheit or centigrade. They give you fever with their kisses, fever if you live you learn, fever how it sizzles, what a lovely way to burn. Ooh, what a lovely way to burn, what a lovely way to burn.
Well, Connie, please give us one more.
I know a little bit about a lot of things, but I don't know enough about you. Just when I think you're mine, try a different line. And baby, what can I do? I read the latest news, no buttons on my shoes. But baby, I'm confused about you. You've got me in a spin. Oh, what a stew I'm in, 'cause I don't know enough about you. straits, master of none. And isn't that a shame? Well, I'm so sure that you'd be good for me if you'd only play my game. You know I've been to school, and I'm nobody's fool. That is to say, until I met you, I know a little bit about a lot of things, but I don't know enough about you. Up on from schmoo to schmoo, cause I don't know enough about you. Papa,
well, thank you, Connie Evingson, for quite an interesting rendition there of I Don't Know Enough About You. Connie's album is entitled Fever. It's a tribute to Peggy Lee, and I would highly recommend it. There's some great tunes on this album. And we just heard some fine guitar in that last number from Joan Griffith. Dave Carr was also featured in there somewhere, I believe, during Fever, on tenor sax, clarinet, and flute. Terry Burns on bass, Sanford Moore on piano, and Phil Hay and Nathan Norman on drums. And not to forget Ruben Ristrom on guitar as well, featured throughout this album. I'm Randy McElligott, and you're listening to In Transition. And right now, I'd love to take a trip to Italy and an interesting band known as the Gianluigi Traversi Octet. And this is from their album Fugaci. This song is entitled Siparietto 1.
Thank you.
That was a composition written by Benny Carter entitled Easy Money, featuring, actually that's from Doug Haining's album I Swing, Therefore I Am. Well, we have time for one more number, so let's go out with a great album. I've been listening to this one for the past 3-4 weeks, and I just love it. Ingrid Jensen's Project O, Now Has Then. Let's hear the title track.
Thank you.
Well, we just heard some music from Ingrid Jensen, Now as Then. On the Just In Time label, we heard the title track, and I highly recommend you picking that one up. That's a fantastic album. My name is Randy McElligott, and I'll be back next week with some more jazz. Coming up in about 2 minutes' time, Oswin with German news, music, and commentary until 4:30 this afternoon. Have a great week. Bye for now.